I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Leaked security footage shows ruthless mistreatment and deplorable conditions in Iran's notorious Evin prison. In one clip, guards drag an emaciated man through the parking lot and up two flights of stairs. Ethnic and religious minorities, including Christians, are the main victims of these crimes, Article 18 reports. Nonetheless, hope remains. Peter is a Christian worker in the Middle East.
One of the fastest growing churches is in Iran. During COVID, we saw the numbers jump almost tenfold. Various ministries had told us they were averaging like 300 salvations a month. And then all of a sudden in April of last year, it jumped to 1,000 a month. Anytime you hear Iran in the news, just use that as a prompt to pray for the believers, for the distribution of scriptures, and for what I call the frontline workers, those who help lead the house church.
And the pandemic is sending missionaries home to the United States and increasing needs in the field at the same time. Wycliffe USA's Beth Matheson says you can help make the transition easier for those coming home.
Our kids still look back on the ways that God provided for us through his people and see it as an evidence of his love for us.
Find five practical tips and ideas from Wycliffe USA at missionnews.org.
It's not just for the benefit of the missionary family. It's also important for you because you get to be connected to the work God is doing around the world in a practical and amazing way.
Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help us bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving. Look for the Support M&N tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.